Hey there, Lovey Lou. What's the consequence of holding on too tightly for something you really, really want and then being disappointed that it never shows up in your experience? Well, let me tell you, and I have firsthand experience of this, it's a sinkhole in your life experience. And now is as good a time as any to understand what you're doing to yourself when you get caught in this field of potential bitterness and disappointment. And it's been quite a while since I introduced you to a leading level of consciousness from Dr. Hawkins' map on the lower end. And part of my intention here is to review every main level of consciousness on Dr. Hawkins' map. And I have three lower levels of consciousness I have yet to cover. So we're going to cover the next one coming up from the low end of the map. I think the last one I did was fear. And now we're moving up on the map. And I've promised to get to every lower level on the map. So today we're looking at the level of consciousness known as disappointment and desire. That's this week's main topic, and I like to do main topics, you know, let you know that this is considered a main topic as opposed to a quiz or a tool for transformation, you know. Today's a main topic, and it's called Navigating the Sinkhole of Disappointment, Revealing the Negative Force of Desire. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your weekly dose of higherconsciousness.com and founder and editor-in-chief of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com that brings you this podcast. I'm also a teacher of consciousness and understanding where true power to be the change you want to see in this world exists. There's a map for it. You don't have to guess. And I'm on a mission to help you align with authentic power on a wide variety of topics related to transforming or shifting yourself in the realms of mind, body, spirit, health, personal development, and spiritual growth. And today is no exception. So let's get started. So we're going to review Dr. Hawkins' map of consciousness really quickly here for those of you that are new to this. And it's really the core of the teachings of this podcast and what inspired this podcast in the first place. It's like we have this genius level gift to our world, enlightened human being who came here to develop the map of consciousness and help end human suffering. And I, too, care to help end human suffering as I've been through a ridiculous amount of it. So the map of consciousness is a logarithmic scale of 0 to 1,000, where 200, also known as 10 to the 200th power, this is, if you took logs in high school, you understand logarithms are huge in quantum in nature. So 200 on the map is the gateway to higher consciousness, and it's known as the level of courage. And 1,000, or 10 to the 1,000th power, is the highest level of consciousness you can aspire to and still remain in the body. And people at this level throughout history have been Jesus Christ, Buddha, and Dr. David R. Hawkins. These people are also known as avatars. And at this level, they have the power to offset the negativity of the world. So this is huge and kind of completely quantum in nature and beyond the ability of the mind to conceptualize and imagine. So levels of consciousness above 600 are rare in this world. And there has been anywhere from like 6 to 18 people over the past four decades since, you know, Dr. Hawkins started calibrating levels of consciousness. That's it. Like, not many people reach enlightened states of consciousness, and there's a lot of people out there that think that they are enlightened, when in fact they wouldn't even say that they are if they were, because it's a completely different dimension, and I can attest to it as I've experienced the 540 and up into the 700s on numerous occasions for extended period of times. I like to say, you are not in Kansas anymore. Okay, so I want to put consciousness and the map into context, especially for newbies out there, so you understand where the world is at, and then you can kind of realize that 600 to 1,000 is a radical pursuit and super rare, and you don't want to force yourself there. Let me tell you, Dr. Hawkins would give you the same advice. You don't want to force anything. Hence the name of his book, Power versus Force. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a second. So, as many of you know, I get my inspiration for podcasts and blog posts and videos over at consciousnesscalibrations.com, as Dr. Hawkins passed in 2012 and he no longer is available to do calibrations. And the founder, Brian Gibb, is a friend and associate of mine. We've spoken to each other on several occasions. He's been doing calibrations now for, I think, anywhere from 8 to 10 years. So he understands how to read the energy and analyze energies, which is super fascinating when he writes articles about stuff. And I looked up this one and I'm going to recommend that you go to Consciousness Calibrations and read the analysis of the calibration of the world, which in January of 2021 went from 204, which is higher consciousness, to 191. So it was a sinkhole. It was a sink in consciousness. And what's interesting that Brian said about this, instead of looking at it as a loss, which I did, I looked at it as a loss, we can understand the lowered result in terms of a shift of focus rather than a loss. So the whole planet turned to focus on politicalizing everything, COVID for sure, controlling the population with how COVID was handled, is a shift in focus into lower consciousness for sure. So when you look at it as a shift in focus, that's super understandable and maybe easier to accept because it's the effect of the whole world. So when you look at the map, anything above 200 is well worth pursuing and understanding and realizing that you can shift your focus to above 200 and let go of looking at below 200. That's really critical to shift your focus. And, you know, Esther and Jerry Hicks have been talking about that for decades. What you put your attention on tends to manifest. And Dr. Hawkins calibrated, whatever you hold in mind tends to manifest, calibrates at a high level in the 500s. So my suggestion is you shift your focus away from these lower levels and let go of them, which can be hard to do if you have stuck energies, which, you know, I really reveal and discuss in my experience with the emotion code and the body code, how releasing these stuck energies, especially inherited ones, has been huge in shifting my ability to focus on the higher and let go of the lower. It's no longer of, there's nothing, there's no magnetic attractor for me to give my attention to predominantly lower. I still do it on occasion and get caught in the whole victimhood thing, but it's not as frequent. So you got to be kind to yourself as you maneuver these energy fields and better align yourself with authentic power and the power to get what you really want, so to speak. So another interesting understanding is that about 25% of the population of the planet calibrates above 200. And while Dr. Hawkins was here, you know, before he passed in 2012, most of his calibrations still came up with 15%. So there's not very many people in the world that calibrate above 200. So you got to be kind to yourself, because we're all in the same world and we're all affected by the energy and the frequency of the world, unless you stop giving your attention to the world and stay focused in the higher energy fields. So anything below 200 on the map is negatively oriented, downward pulling, and destructive by nature. If you remain stuck in those energy fields, in the lower ones, in any area of your life, no change can happen, because there's no power to change in those fields. It just doesn't exist, because you're giving your attention to something that you don't want, and you're going to keep getting stuff because of your attention to it. So I really want you to just look at negative energy fields as just, you know, items on a shelf you can choose or not. You're not a victim to them whatsoever, though it feels like you are because you're in the energy of victimhood, but you're not. You can let go of those energies, like what we're talking about today. We're going to talk more about it, but essentially disappointment. And I got to tell you, my sister, who does muscle testing and calibrations, you know, we would consult with each other a lot because I was going through a lot and she was helpful. But she kept coming up with, you know, my whole life has been disappointment. So I've been stuck in the energy field of disappointment, not in all areas of my life, but many. So now I understand what's going on there, and I can choose to let go of that and just accept whatever is going on in my day. Like, whatever it is, what it is a great energy field to give your attention to, because it's a neutralizer. It helps break free of the disappointment attractor field, or the attractor field of disappointment. Okay, so let's dive into the proven energy, or force, really. There's no power in this, but it's proven forceful energy of the level of consciousness known as disappointment and desire. And on Dr. David R. Hawkins' Map of Consciousness, you can access this map in any of his books. And I recommend, for people that are new to this topic, the Map of Consciousness Explained. This is the easiest level of consciousness book. All of his books are of super high consciousness, but this is the kind of the easiest one for most people to get, even though it's still, you know, consciousness is pretty abstract for most. His original book is called Power Versus Force. So it's helping you understand that higher levels of consciousness is where the power is. Lower levels of consciousness are a constant battle and tug of war with force, the energies of force. So on his map, there are six columns. So imagine a table with six columns and however many rows. And each column represents a different aspect of the level that that's being described. So we're not going to go too deep in it. I'm just going to go over briefly. So desire on the map of consciousness is the name of the level. That's column one of the columns. The calibration is 125, which is the calibrated level of consciousness for this level. And what's interesting is you may have been told, even from the law of attraction, Esther and Jerry Hicks, that desire or wanting something is okay to some extent. It depends on the energy of it. But the energy of it feels much different than loving appreciation and preferring something, right? One of them is a forceful energy, which gets you nowhere. It's destructive and negatively oriented. It will get you nowhere. You're going to be stuck. You get stuck in this energy field. Versus a powerful energy field of loving appreciation and preferences, right? The energy feels much different. It is much different. So other aspects of Dr. Hawkins' map are something called the God view. And I did an entire episode on God view because it's super interesting to, you know, consider for yourself, what's my God view? And I share in that one that when I first learned about this, the first thing that came to me was punishing. And if you look at the map of consciousness, a punishing God view is super low consciousness. And you are in an attractive field for something you really, really don't want, like I have been. I mean, let me tell you, that can be a harsh reality if you think God's punishing. Things are going to show up in your life to prove it to you, which the ego loves, the lower mind loves to be proven right. And victim to God is like really juices the ego to be a victim to God. Let me tell you, that's been my experience. But when it came to me that that's my hidden point of view, I don't really have that conscious point of view, but it's been kind of lingering below the surface, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I definitely have that. So it woke me up to, like, I got to choose better because that it holds no truth. And if you look at the map, you know, if you're stuck in that perspective, it feels true to you, but you're like, you know what? Use the mind and do the math. That's what I suggest. Like, look at the map. This is proven stuff. This is high-level proven stuff that Dr. Hawkins has come up with. And it's not like, you know, it's all calibrations. It's measuring energy. It's scientific process in understanding the map of consciousness. So anyway, I looked at the map and I'm like, Jesus, I got to get out of here. I got to stop. I got to let go of thinking God is punishing. That is not helpful to anybody, let me tell you. So the next part of this level, or the map in general, is called the self view. And this is where the disappointment comes in. So your self view is disappointing. And that's what I have been running. This is also kind of below the surface running disappointment. Like, things show up, you get disappointed because it's a pattern. And when I did emotion code and body code work, it came up, like disappointment and these negative things were coming up. I'm like, no wonder I have this experience. I have these stuck emotions in my energy field. And let me tell you, when we cleared them, things have changed dramatically for me to get rid of these hidden attractor fields within me. And Dr. Hawkins' book is about hidden determinants of human behavior. This is what he was talking about, presumably. So anyway, this is where disappointment comes in. It's a disappointing view of yourself, which I don't really have a disappointing view of myself, but sometimes I do. You know, when I'm scrutinizing, comparing myself to others, which is a huge mistake. You don't want to do that either. So you got to learn to let go, realize, like, okay, I got to let go of this because nothing's going to change until you let go of this. Especially, you know, in some areas of your life, let's just say. It's not to say that it's all areas, but it certainly will infect other areas of your life, right? It is like you're swimming in a pool of disappointment. You're going to attract everything that's in that pool. And this one is good, the process, because I felt this strongly at one point in my life in the last 10 years. The process is enslavement. You feel a prisoner to something. And I have for sure felt like a prisoner in my own life. And am finally starting to break free from the chains of enslavement. And finally, the emotion is craving. So if you're feeling any of these energies, it's just pointing out to you that you got some stuck stuff that needs to be released. And it can be challenging to bring them to light. But there are, you know, the mechanism, Dr. Hawkins' mechanism of letting go is huge in helping to do this. He has a whole book about it. I have episodes about it. Okay, so we're not going to get into letting go. I'm just introducing you to this impersonal attractor field of energy that you have the choice to break free from or hold on to. So I want to talk about Brian Gibbs over at Consciousness, he's the founder of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com and does thousands of calibrations. He created something called the Map of Spiritual Progress, which is closely aligned with Dr. Hawkins' map, but has a different aspect and dimensions that he relates to the chakra system, which is super interesting. And let me just explain. And he only uses three chakras that he relates it to. So, and this could be new to many of you, but there's energy centers in the body that are proven to be of higher consciousness. All of the chakras are of higher consciousness because, you know, they're aspects of your being. And they all have, Brian sees them as different dimensions, with that which they are when you consider the calibration of each one. They're very different dimensions. So your crown chakra is the energy of 600, which comes from Dr. Hawkins' book, Letting Go, the Pathway of Surrender. The crown chakra is 600, which is a superpower in consciousness, all right? It's a lot of friggin' powerful, enlightened energy that we have access to through the crown, which most of us are not enlightened. So that's one. The third eye is 525. Again, this is high-level spiritual energy. And the heart, which the energy of the heart is 505. So I think the point of his using these energies is to let us know, like, what is the level of desire? What's the energy of each one of these at this level? What's going on there? And they're powerful energies. So if they're powerful energies with a negative orientation, you can really wreak havoc on your life because you're using this power to create negatively. That's my guess of understanding this. I don't know the truth of that, but that's just my guess. So, on the map of spiritual progress, this level, 125, which Dr. Hawkins' map is the level of desire and disappointment, the intention at this level is getting. So it's, you know, you want to get what you want. It's a getting energy. And the energy at your crown is egotistical. So these are negatively oriented, destructive energies. And if you've become really egotistical, it's coming from your crown. That's a strong negative attractor field. The third eye energy, which is, the energy is a fantasy. And I remember my sister telling me that whatever I was wanting, which I'll talk about in a minute, is fantasy energy. She used that word. Whatever I'm canoodling around is fantasy. It holds no truth or reality. So it's destructive. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to happen in this field that you want. And then you become obsessed in the heart. The heart energy is obsessed, which I have to say, many of these things were true. Some aspects I didn't feel I was obsessed about something, as an example. So we're a lava lamp of consciousness. You can have different feelings where some are true or some are not so true, you know. But, and you won't see it if you're deep in it. I had to have my sister telling me, you've been running disappointment for a long time, and what you got going now is a fantasy, which, like, bothered me. I'm like, what the, you know, I was like, what the F? You know, kind of irritated me that she said that, but I'm like, all right. That's what she was getting in her test. I'm like, okay. So the problem is when you get stuck in these fields, you can't see it. It's like a glass ceiling. You're in it, but you can't see it because you're also egotistical and you're thinking you're whatever is going on there. So here's an important thing to listen to. Having these feelings is a natural expression of the human experience. Okay, you want to allow yourself to have the feelings, for sure. And you sure as heck don't want to make yourself wrong or feel guilty about having them. Especially now, because I'm letting you know, bringing it into your awareness, that it's not ideal. It's destructive energy fields that aren't going to help you. And the tendency at this level is to start disparaging or making yourself feel guilty or wrong about it. Stop that right now. And I can assure you that to scrutinize yourself continually is going to keep you stuck in the lower realms, which it has for me. And I've shared this, and I didn't see it because I was in it, swimming around in the pool of it, until I came across the calibration of self-scrutiny, and then I'm like, oh, I get it. I understand it now. I got to stop doing that, right? At the very least, go neutral on it. When you start to scrutinize yourself, you stop it. You just pivot, and you're like, all right, it is what it is. And that's where you say, you go neutral with the statement, it is what it is, and I'm willing to accept it is what it is right now. And that energy is going to start helping you break free from these negative attractor fields and move into a more neutral and balanced energy of what you really want. Okay, so now that I've told you it's okay to have these feelings, the issue is you don't want to stay stuck in them, right? You want to avoid getting stuck in it, and you want to avoid giving your attention to it. You want to sit through the letting go of it when you come into this enslavement or disappointment. So I use disappointment. When I start to feel disappointed about something, I let it go, and I say I'm doing the best that I can every day. I'm willing to let it go, and I'm willing to accept that it is what it is right now. So that energy is going to help you break free from this kind of Velcro-like grip. It's a magnetic field, so it is feeling Velcro-like. Magnets are Velcro-like. Even can be even stronger. And just let it go. Like, okay, you've got to use the power within you of just being neutral and accepting that it is what it is. And then this disappointment will start to dissipate. That's my experience of this. So you want to learn how to let go of the feelings of disappointment and the obsession with getting what you want. And how do you know if you're stuck here? And this is what, you know, this is my example I told about self-scrutiny. How did I know I was in self-scrutiny? Well, there are signs that you're swimming around in this pool of energy somewhere in your life. And how do you know them? Well, if you're a member of Consciousness, a paid member, you need a paid membership over there at consciousnesscalibrations.com, you can look up the level of consciousness of 125, which I do, so I can help you understand, what are you swimming in here? What's a sign that you're stuck in the energy of desire and disappointment? So once again, I want to tell you, subscribing to consciousnesscalibrations.com is free for like 75% of the calibrations. It's well worth your investment in time and energy in do this, in doing this, and your own power, your own authentic power is going to start loosening up and coming into your experience when you start to read calibrations and understand energy fields. And I get nothing for recommending. I don't want to get anything for it because it serves all of us to understand this. But if you want to use the tool where you can search levels of consciousness, you're going to have to become a paid member. It's not much money. Well worth your time to check it out. Okay, so I go and do searches on the level of consciousness of 125 today because I want to share what you're swimming in, and this is the sign that you're swimming in it if you have any of these feelings or ways of being. So if you have a tendency towards ranting, this is the energy. If you have insomnia, which is running too much energy at night when you're trying to sleep, this is the energy. This could be a sign in some areas of your life that you're running this disappointment and desire energy. This next one is interesting, binge watching. There's a lot of us binge watching, including me. I do some binge watching. I don't do it every night. And I've backed off on binge watching, which is interesting. I can just enjoy a few episodes and call it a night. But the energy of that is desirous. Another aspect of this field is jealousy. Are you jealous somewhere in your life? Do you have a hidden agenda? Which, if you're at this level, it's hidden from you too. So you really have to look closely and consider, do I have a hidden agenda on some area of my life with some individual? You could have a hidden agenda with some individual. Or you're hanging out with people with hidden agendas. Or people that are jealous. This is another indication that you're in this attractive field because you're a match to others that have this running. And you just haven't been willing to bring it into your own awareness. You kind of project, you're allowing others to project it, and then though you're a match to them, you got to pay attention to that. I'm noticing that about myself. Where am I choosing to put my attention with others? Who am I hanging out with? What's going on with them? And it helps me to see, okay, I'm still holding on to this energy. I got to let it go and move on to other people. Like, let people go that are running this stuff. Another super interesting thing to realize, because it's in the news and it's in the politics, is the critical race theory. That whole thing is super low consciousness. And to want to introduce it to your school curriculum is beyond insane. The energy of it is just running victimhood. It's all victimhood. It sounds judgmental, but I'm telling you, we don't want to be given our focus to this stuff. Critical race theory is insane, energy-wise. Okay, and lastly, this is my favorite one, the music of AC/DC. I gotta tell you, I love that music. I don't give a lot of attention to it, but when my favorite, you know, Highway to Hell comes on, I want to dance to it. So it's just super interesting. You can't judge yourself because there is another point of view to the energy of AC/DC too, which I've read about heavy metal music. There's a different perspective you can take on it. So I enjoy it on occasion. I don't run it constantly, but when it comes on the radio, I crank it up. So it might be feeding that desire within me or whatever it may be, but I like it. So you don't want to punish yourself for liking some of this stuff. You know, if you like binge watching, love on it, right? Don't disparage yourself for being a binge watcher. But be careful. What's the energy you're aligning with when you do so? Same with AC/DC. I don't listen to it a lot. Maybe once every week or so it comes on the radio and I crank it up. Okay, so I want to share an example of being in this field that I had, and I was stuck in it. And I'm sure this will resonate with many of you. The desire or wanting to win the lottery. This is a fantasy, and I knew it when I started to become bitter and angry that I didn't win it. And this can happen when you are following the law of attraction, like giving it a lot of attention, but the problem is you're also giving the opposite of it attention. You want to win the lottery and you're enslaved to it. You're craving it. You just want to win it because there's so much unworthiness running in your life, could be hidden, that this will you will perceive it as solving the problem and then being worthy. So I was enslaved and became bitter and disappointed about not winning the lottery. Like, on many occasions, of course. So that was a sign to me, and like, oh, I'm enslaved to this energy field. I gotta break free and let go of the whole lottery thing. Like, let it go. Doesn't matter. So, that's it for this episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness, where I wanted to catch up with some of the central lower levels of consciousness I hadn't touched on yet. And we have two more lower levels to go. That's it. We've touched on all the levels. We haven't done enlightened levels because it doesn't really pertain to most of the population, right? Maybe like if only 6 to 12 people in the world are enlightened levels, I don't really have to discuss it. Plus, it's hard to describe. It's hard to understand. Dr. Hawkins, if you listen to some of his lectures, he's the best person to listen to on that front because he is it. He's here to teach it. He's here to make it simpler to understand. But, you know, the word for that is ineffable. It's beyond description what it's like to encounter enlightened levels like I have on numerous occasions. And he does his best to do his words are typically, what does he say? Profound beauty. I forget what he says, but it's a phenomenal state of being to align with the truth of who's running the show here. Divinity and love is running the show. Okay, so if you need help with letting go of disappointment, and many of us do, I've created a resource page and an email journey that you can opt into with all the tools and resources that I've created and curated for you to help you let go of and break free from the chains of desire, the enslavement of the energy field. And you can go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/how-to-let-go, all one word, where the whole page is right there for you to see what I've curated for you. There's different teachers, enlightened teachers, that help you with the whole surrender and letting go process. As well as if you don't have time for that page or you don't bookmark it, you can just get in my email journey. And I'll slow drip you weekly resources for you to consider to help you let go. And you're not going to do them all at once, but that you'll at least see something that grabs your attention that's a match for your energy field will come across your plate. So I'd recommend that journey. And my intention is not to overload you with emails, but some are helpful. And you'll also get on my list of, I'll send you an email when I do new podcasts. And it's always good to hear things again and again, especially on this topic, until you finally get it. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your weekly dose of higherconsciousness.com. Stay tuned for Thursday's 1001 Ways to Let Go Of. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're just going to have to show up, and I'll see you then.